We are learning Maseches Babas with Daf Samach Tesef and Aleph, and we're starting from the Gemara on top of Daf Samach Tesef and Aleph. We learned in the Mishnah, it says, HaMoicheh Sasada, if someone sells a field, so the halach is that the Avonim, Shehim Letzarcha, the Avonim that are used for the Sada are included in the sale of the Sada. It means the stones which are used for the Sada are included in the sale of the Sada. It also says that Konim Shevekerem, Shehim Letzarcha, and Tuosh, that's Mechuberes Lekarka, so on and so forth. What are Avonim? How do you need stones for a sada? So it's a machlok is what exactly we're talking, what type of stones we're talking about. My avonim, shein letzarcha. Halcha targimu, here in Bavel, they explain pshat, that what's avonim shein letzarcha? Avnei da'achva. It's stones that are used to hold down the bundles that you put it out to dry. You put out the bundles to dry, and these stones hold them down. It's like a paperweight type of idea. So these stones that you're using to hold down the oimrim, that's called letzarcha. Ula Omar, Ula says that the Avonim that are talking about Letzarcha are Avonim HaSaduris together. That you line them up to make a fence around the property. Those are considered Avonim Shehem Letzarcha. So that's Machloikas. What exactly is Avonim Shehem Letzarcha of our Mishnah? Afraid the Gemara about Tanir Abchia Avonim Tzvurois. We have a Braisa that says that it means Avonim Tzvurois, piled up Avonim, not Tzvurois, not lined up as a fence. Tzvurois together. It sounds like it's ready for together, but not made it together yet. Tani Siduros, you have to change the brisa into the Lashon Siduros, not Sivuros. So now the Gemara says like a Omamar. Hocha Targimo, here we explain Pshat, what does Avonim Shehem Tzarcha mean? Avonim de Achva, Avonim that are holding down the Imrim. Now, as a Machlokes Rameyer and the Rabbanon, exactly what type of things are called Tashmishei HaChotzer or Asoda? We had this mentioned a little bit before in Daf Samach Hei. And it's really a mishnah later on in Moichas Sfina Daf Ayin Chesam Abeis. That there, there's a machlokes how generous we are when you are selling something. What is included? That there, it says the Rameyer says that it's more lenient by things that are included in the sale. We're more lenient when it comes to things that are included in the sale. Rav Rameyer holds. Rav Bono holds. No, we're less generous. Like it says there that if mocha keren, mocha tashmishe keren. It says they sold the tashmishi karen, the things that help out the karen, and it's machlokes our mayor and the rabbanon. So all these things you have to figure out. Free our mayor, what level of avonim are included in the chutz in the sada, and the free rabbanon, what level of avonim are included in the sada? And you'll see that. No, it's ayin rabbanon. It's our kibin rabbanon. We had this mentioned as bereme, as daf samachayim beis, where there it says, there the mishnah samachay says. So it says in the Gemara there, and then the Gemara wanted to taina that we're saying there that the machteshes is not included in the sale of the bayis, even though it's machteshes akvua, even though it's machteshes that you use all the time. Since it's metalta, you can move it around, even though it's there all the time, machteshes not included. So Gemara says not like Rameyer. Rameyer says that even things that could be moved are included in the sale. So Morris says, no, that there, hasam kaviyah, achala kaviyah, by the Tashusha Karim, it's kavua, here it's not kavua, ayin chum. But he's more lenient when it comes to things that are included in the sale. It's a Meir Shita. And it's really later on, the Salacha. So here, it said in our Gemara over here, the Tagimu, Avne the Achba. Now what type of stones are included in the sale? Stones that hold down the Imrim. So Lura Meir, all you need is the mesaknon afagav lemachton. All you need is that it was prepared and mezumen to be used for the sada. It doesn't have to actually be in the sada yet. It means when I sell a sada, it comes with the accessories. The accessories are stones that are prepared for paperweights, for weights for the oimrim, even though it's not actually in the field yet. The rabbanon who the machsam, the rabbanon who are more machmer on this, they say dafka the stones if they're placed in the property, is it included? Now Ula said the avonim were avonim hasaduros, avonim that are made for fence. Lula dama avonim hasaduros legad de l'rameyed mesakna afgav l'sidron. If you're a meyed, it's enough that you mesakin them, even though it was not mesade them yet. It was just prepared. L'rabbanon hu de sidron. If you're a bonon, it has to be actually mesudur ready to be included in the field. And it comes out of Ula is a stoma like the rabbanon. That's what the Rashbam speaks out. The Rashbam is a little bit lower down. Lulu Amar, while karcha stomach karabon nokel milsa. There are male be inan siduros. El the mesiknon tzarich sarazu. Actually, that price the Tana Rav Chia would be good according to Rav Meir. That he says siduros that would be enough for Rav Meir. You don't need siduros. All you need is siduros for him. You don't have to be set up. It's in the Mishnah Vayta. That the konim that are in the kerem are included. Now, what are konim shebe kerem? So we thought it meant like the reeds that grow in the kerem, in the vineyard. So that's pasha, that's included. What's the konim shebe tzarka? So what konim are we talking about? Amri berabiana, konim amechulakim. There's konim that are smoothed out. Shema medium tachas kavan. We put it under, they're there as a stake, that they're there to hold up the vines. That they're like bamboo sticks. They're made there, they're reeds that are strong sticks. You take off, you peel them, you make them the good sticks, and they hold up the kerem, because a kerem, the way it works is that it would grow flat on the ground if you didn't stand it up, because it's a very soft branch, and it would be very pliable, and animals would eat the grapes. Therefore, we have to stand them up with these konim. Konim ha-mechalakim, shemarim takas kefanim. So now, that's what it means, letzarka. Now, again, you have to figure out if you're a meyer, what do you need, if you're a bonon, what do you need. The meyer, the meshapion, if it was smoothed out, even though you didn't stand it up actually under the kerem, as long as it's already set up and mezumen and meyuchid, for the kerem, it's included in the sale of the sada. The rabbanon with the mukman. If you're a bonon, it's dafka, if you stood it up under the kerem, is it included in the sale? Next part of the Mishnah says, tvua mechaberes lekarka. The halacha is that's included in the sale. Now, that's pashut, like the Rashbam speaks out. If it's still growing, of course it's included in the sale. What do you think? The guys that come back to his field, to your field, and start cutting his tvua, everything's included. So what's the chiddush of his Mishnah? Even though it reached the level that it's zman kitziros, or it's zman to cut it off, and you would think, still, if we have mechira, it's bechlal the sada. Since it's still attached to the ground, it's included in the sale of the sada. And this is different than every time we say kol oim elixir elixir dami. A lot of times we say that is by, let's say, a shibud. Anything that's oim elixir, there's no shibud on that. Why? Because the person not so mechdas on that. Because you cut it any time, doesn't need the karka anymore. So the malva is not so mechdas on that. But here, as a sale of a sada, it is included in the sale of a sada because it's still attached, even though it's ready to be cut off. Then the Mishnah says, if there's a little patch of reeds that are less than base reiva, that is included in the sale of the sada. Even though sada is a regular open property used for tvua, and you have here a little patch of reeds, if it's smaller base reiva, it doesn't have a chashivas b'nei atzmei, it's included in the sale. And then where it says, even though they're very strong, and the very strong konim, the very good konim, but since it's a small area, it's bottled to the field and it's included in the field. A shamir is a little hot, a lot of times used for a shamer, but it's not cemented over, so it's not such a kavuadig thing. So there, the halacha is, that is not included, it's made out of like a basket material, it's made out of little branches, so this thing is bottled to the property because there's no chashiva since it was not plastered with cement. Even though it's not kavu in the karka, it's still included in the sale of the karka. It's still bottled to the karka. That's the chiddush. Then the Mishnah said, that these trees, a charav tree and a shikma tree, are very chashiva trees. A boxer tree and a sycamore tree are extremely chashiva trees. A lot of times they're more chashiva than a property even. So they wouldn't really be included in the sale of a sada. But if they're in a very young stage, so then they are included in the sale. A charav shein morkav means that when the charav gets bigger, they start grafting it together with other boxer trees, because that's the way you cultivate this tree. And mesuas hashikma means that after a while you start cutting off branches, and that makes the tree stronger. So if it's still in the younger stages, you don't do this yet. So then it is included in the karka and the sada, of course it's bottled to the sada. Even though it's strong. Even though it's a strong tree, it's still included in the sale. But the Mishnah says now, those are all things that were included. So what were included? The avonim shein letzarka, the konim, the sticks that were staked to hold up the kerem, the tvua that was a chaveris lekarka, the chitza konim that was less than base reiva, and the shamir that was not covered a tit, charav that's not murkav, and mesuas hashikma. All these things are included. Now we're going to things that are not included. The stones that are not made l'tzarech the property are not included. So the Ramea, what does that mean? L'misakdon, you never prepared them for the sada. Then, even though they eventually could be used as the weight, but since they were not prepared yet, they're not included in the sale. Rabban, even if it's just not placed in the property, it's not included in the sale. Ula said that Avam Shem Tzarka means Avam they are made for fence. So Ameyad Lemisakdon, they didn't prepare them for the Stada. Rabban Lesidon, you didn't make them a defense yet, they're not included in the sale of the field. So what does that mean? Ameyad Lemishapion, you didn't smooth them out yet. These sticks, Rabban Lemukbon, they didn't stake the karam yet. They didn't put it into the field to stake the karam. The law is they're not included in the sale. So it's pashut. If tefuah tushma karka, that's regular, you know, grapefruits. Like what shaycha? Something tefuah gotta happen to be is sa'irim or chitim. But well, what's the hava mean? The chitim and the sa'irim are included in the property. So Rambam says, I'll tell you why. Afagav tzrich la'ara, even though it still needs the land. The Rambam says, a shotcha basada la'acha katsira le'inofecha tefuah mareicha karka v'liyavish. There's two reasons why you spread out the tefuah over the property. First of all, it gets freshened from the smell of the karka, and also it gets dried out. So you really need the karka still, and that's why it's here still. The lochah is still not included in the sale because it's not attached to the ground. But lo yis chitz hakarm shiv beis reiva. Chitz hakarm, that's a shear of beis reiva, it's a certain shear. It's like 10 amas, 10 and a half by 10 amas. This shear, this patch of kanim is not included in the sale. Va'afagav lektini, even though they're shvach kanim, the weak kanim, still, they're not included in the property because they have a separate name of a property because they call it, it's a base raiva. Amru chiv abar meyachran. Loi chitza kanim belvad. Not only are chitza kanim, does it get a shame from the atzmai? Elafilu aruga katana. Even a aruga katana shall besamim, a small little patch of spices or, it means perfumes, that has a choshava patch. Yesha shame fnei atzmai has own shame of flowers. Ain in them karasima. It's not sold with it. What's an example? On a pop of Uda Karle Varden of the Plania. It's called the bed of roses of Reuven. Reuven's roses. Certain times you have a sada and you have a special patch that has something special in it, either besamim or flowers, something special, and it's called that person's roses. Then that is not included in the sada. Now, what was the havmina? It's a bias. What's the havmina? It's included in soda. Even though it's mechuba la'ara, it still has a bias. Just like when I sell a soda, a bias is not included. It's different than a chotzer. You have to keep in mind, it's different than a chotzer. Chotzer, a bias is included. We learned earlier on in the parak that if you sell a chotzer, the bias is included. You know why? Because a chotzer is a courtyard of a chotzer, of a bias. It's a courtyard of a bias. But a soda is made to plant. So a bias is not included in it. So here, even though it's attached to the ground, but Al-Kaponim, once it has, it's cemented over, it has a chashiv shnei atzmai, it's not included in the sale of the, not included in the sale of the sada.
Why would that make it more of an included?
Because it's attached. It's attached.
So it's a house attached. We know
it's not. No, I already said the more is teretz, right? That wasn't the habit. You don't know it's a house until, that's the chiddush. The chiddush is that it's considered a house. That's the chiddush. That because it has cement, it's considered a house. If not, you wouldn't say it's to the house. It's just it's a shomer. Remember, this is a shomer of the sada. It's really part of the sada. It's not really a house. You don't live in it. It's not mamash a house. But the chiddush is once it's a super tit, it gets its own shame bias by itself. That's its own shame bias. We'll skip the parentheses. Bayi Rabbi Loza, Rabbi Loza shalak this. Malavna shall pesachim mahu. Now, the Rashbam says this shaila has no shaykhas to Gemara before. The Rashbam says the Gemara that the Mishnah was mechalik between a shamira of cement and not cement. So we have a shaila here. What's the halacha of when you sell a house? What's included in the house? But Tosfos says loike pirish akuntris that pesach bayis koi. He says somehow it's going on the Gemara before. But we're gonna go with the Rashbam shot. It's a new Gemara. When you sell a house, what's included in the sale of the house? Boy, Rabbi Lozim, malavna shel psachim. Unless you have a frame around the door. Mahu. Is that included in the sale of the house? Where is the head of the mechaber betina? If it's attached with cement, place the boy law, it's not a shayla. That's really cool mechuba. Kisa boy law, the nikita besichi. It's knocked in with pegs. Mai. Is that part of the house or not? Teku. No, we fly by the shayla. Actually, the Pesach Teshuvah in Hilchos Mezuzah handles is a mezuzah part of the sale of the house. We know you're not allowed to take mezuzah with you when you leave the house, but there's another shayla. Is it, you could charge the guy if you leave the mezuzah there. But maybe it's included in the sale of the house. It's attached to the house. And they bring in this Gemara. It's really that shayla over here. Because mezuzahs are something that's put in besichi. Not, it's not mechubah with it. And the Gemara comes out with a take over here. Boy Rab Zera. Melabna shel chaloinus. Which is the imtim tzoloima, the Rashbam says. Imtim tzoloima. Melabna shel pesachim. That are put in with pegs. Amachurim. that's because it's made for chizuk. You need that frame around the door because when the door slams, it should hit a frame. But chaloina is just for noi. So maybe that's not included, even though we say by a door will be included. By by a door, even though it's only sichi, it's sold. Here, maybe not. It's only lenoi. We're going now that a sichi is enough to be a chobot teiku. So we're with a teiku. Avada will be cemented in. Then avada wouldn't be a shayla, even by windows. That's the response speaks out. It's not a shayla. A third shayla, that sometimes under the bed in those days was made out of wood. Now wood, if it sits on the karka, gets rotten. So you used to put a stone, because from the moisture of the ground. So you used to put stones under the frame of the bed, under the legs, in order to, it shouldn't get rotten. So those malabnois, those stones, are they included in the sale of the bed or not? Mao. If every time I move the bed, the stones come with it, which means basically the stones are attached, it's together with the bed. In a case where it's not metaltli, is that considered part of the bed or not? My teiku. And the Rashbam speaks out, what is called metaltli? Either it's mechub mismaros or sikh, anything nails. If those stones are knocked into the bed, it's occluded. Shaila, if it's not, that's the shaila. If it's occluded in the sale of the bed, then the more comes out with a teiku.